lack la biche. Whether it's retrieving shopping carts, installing security cameras or taking care of some vehicle maintenance, the extreme cold doesn't stop everyone. Around Lac La Biche on Saturday afternoon, the parkas and gloves were on as people continued with their daily tasks despite the Arctic chill. For those tasked with outdoor jobs, the extreme cold means extra precautions. At Lac La Biche County's corporate offices, spokesperson Jihad Mograbi says any staff assigned to outdoor duties during the extreme cold are carefully monitored and conduct their duties in accordance with municipal procedures relating to cold weather work and the provincial Work Safe Alberta best practices for working in the cold. Each county department decides which tasks can be safely completely based on temperatures and wind chill factors from Environment Canada. When temperatures reach minus 30, generally speaking, we reduce outdoor tasks, Mograbi told Lakeland this week. When temperatures are minus 35 and under, only emergency, strictly necessary tasks are performed. Municipal staff with outdoor duties are equipped with insulated winter gear, along with communications devices such as two-way radios and cell phones. We also make sure that staff working outside have warm-up vehicles close by, and they are encouraged to take regular warm-up breaks, Mograbi said. Cold machines. When it gets this cold, provisions are also in place for equipment as well as the workforce. To keep everything in good working order, we try to limit equipment operation when it's minus 30 C and under, said Mograbi, explaining that some equipment, like snow plows and graders, are required regardless of the temperature. We regularly sand intersections and roads to improve traction and reduce the risk of accidents. Environment Canada has an extreme cold weather warning in place for almost all of Alberta, including the Lakeland area. The seven-day forecast calls a slight relief in temperatures towards the end of the week, but not by much. Daytime lows in the Lakeland are expected to remain in the mid to high minus 20s until next weekend. Overnight lows will dip down to the mid to high minus 30s for the same time frame.